I want to welcome everyone out this morning. This is the Wednesday, April 15th, 2015 regular session of Commissioners Court. We'll start this morning with an invocation by Commissioner Gross, and then we will stand for our pledges.
Would you bow with me, please? Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for the opportunity to be here to work with this Commissioners Court. Guide us, direct us. Bless everyone here. Give them a great day. Let us all pull together and work together as a county and just guide us and direct us in our work here. In your holy name, we pray.
Amen.
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 I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Item 3 is to consider and take action on approval of the minutes of the previous meeting.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burka, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. Those in favor?
Aye.
The minutes are approved. 3B are payroll changes.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. C is payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll is approved.
I abstain.
One abstention. D or budget amendments, we have none today, so 3D will not require any action. Three E are accounts payable.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Burka to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved. Item 3F is to accept for recording auditor's reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputations, certificates, certificate of liability insurance for Komatsu Wrangell Incorporated, Komatsu Architecture, and grant of easement for Upshur County Courthouse and Grounds.
Motion to record those documents.
Motion by Commissioner Burka, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to record those documents. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are recorded. Item 3G are the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item 4 is here from Greg Diamond with Primerica concerning Upshur County Deferred Compensation Plan. Discuss and take necessary action. Mr. Diamond is here also with Josh Harbor. They have opened the investment firm across the street next to the State Farm office, and they are offering a new deferred savings plan. This is a 457B. It works just like our current VALIC plan, and they provided the commissioners all with a booklet and the treasurer. And currently, we don't, and I've explained this to them, we don't have enough modules in our payroll to do this right now, but as soon as we get converted, we will be able to. So what they are asking is for the Commissioners Court to approve them as one of our deferred savings plans. They will be here with everyone else during open enrollment, and they will provide that service for everyone. And they are here in case anyone has any questions.
Thank you for coming.
So this should be an additional vendor?
Yes. Their fees are, they're in line with everybody else, maybe a little bit lower, in fact, than what I'm currently paying in the VALIC plan.
I like that.
They're not just introductory fees, though, to the county, are they? Are they just introductory fees, or are they pretty constant?
It's 1.25% plus $30 a year.
And this is all by individual choice?
It's by individual choice.
No cost to the county, it's just an option for individuals to have during enrollment period.
I make a motion to allow them to be here on enrollment day.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Barker, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve the Diamond Investment Group. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Greg, I'm going to let you have these documents here. And after court, this, I think you've met Brandy, the treasurer. So she will be the trustee.
Okay.
I'm the contact person.
Great.
She will be the trustee, and she can provide the EIN and all the other information that you need.
That's when she says jump, I say jump high, right?
Pretty much. That's pretty much true.
Does this need to go on a file?
Thank you.
No, but this does. Thank y'all for being here.
Thank you.
Item 6 is discuss and take action to approve installation of motorcycle safety signs on existing county signposts by the Motorcycle Club. This is an example of what they want. We had a little accident in Roden Bridge this morning, so Andy was here, but he had to take off. So.
He's good with that and with these two.
Yeah,
he's who puts those up?
They are. They will do everything.
The Motorcycle Club.
Motion to approve having them do that.
Second.
I think that's a very good idea.
And Commissioner Gentry is actually a motorcycle instructor.
I did for 3 years.
Safety instructor. So.
I did for 3 years, and I think it's a very good idea.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry. Did you second?
I did.
You did? Second by Commissioner Spencer to approve the installation of those signs on our signposts. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 7 is regarding a chair for the a desk chair for the district judge's office, and they're still working on that. So Judge Parrish has asked that we pass that for today. So item 7 won't require any action. Item 8 is discuss and take action on disposal of dragon chip display at the library. The librarian is here. If y'all have seen that, it's a large glass top display with the like a Viking ship in it. And want us to bid it?
No. I make a motion we loan it to the museum.
I'll second that.
We were, I was discussing this with Mike this morning, actually. Would that be an option to loan it? We can, if we bid it, I just wasn't sure how we would carry it out because we could put it on eBay, but then we'd have shipping costs, of course.
Yeah.
I thought
we could put it in the paper, but I guess we would have to accept still bids. So.
Well, before
and
we
I think, I don't know if loan's right word, maybe use.
Okay. Just put it on display at the museum.
Yeah, allow them to use it for display purposes at the museum.
Or we'll have it on display at the museum.
Yeah.
Ms. King, do you think that would be acceptable to them?
I think they're.
And will they have somebody that can come move it? Okay.
Awesome.
All right.
I make that motion to
second.
Give to let them use it.
To put it on display in the museum.
To put it on display in the museum.
There you go.
All right.
Provided they pick it up.
I only have one thing. Since it was done, and I agree with this, but if we ever choose to do something different, I think we need to give the family the option of getting that back before we sell it because it was a donated thing from a family here in town.
I'm not real sure that the law even allows for that, though. Once it's county property, it's county property, and it has to be surplus.
Okay. We tried to contact their children. The people that donated are deceased.
We tried to contact their children, and they're no longer, we can't find them.
Okay.
So I don't think they're...
I know one of the sons. He lives here.
Okay, well, I was...
He lives like right less than a mile out of 49.
Okay.
I see him once a month. He works for the Attorney General, so I see him in Attorney General court every month. But he probably is not interested in it. But it's like the auditor says, I don't think we can probably do that. Once it's ours, it's ours. The motion by Commissioner Burke, seconded by Commissioner Spencer, is to put the boat on display in the museum, the Upshur County Historic Museum. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. And I can visit with you about these other things.
Okay.
Item 9 is discuss and take action to sell the 2009 Dodge Charger to the City of East Mountain. In the past, what we've done is just loaned a vehicle to Big Sandy or loaned a vehicle to Orr City. The sheriff at this point would like to just get the vehicle transferred out of our name and given to the municipality inside the county. In this case, East Mountain. Y'all have information regarding what it might be worth and what these vehicles have sold for in the last auction that we had. East Mountain initially has offered $1,000 for the vehicle, but Mark, have you spoken to the chief?
I have. Basically, we know that the car is still in decent shape. It does need tires, needs brakes, rotors, things of that nature, because the sheriff's office has not put any money further into it because they were getting rid of it. So that's why we have asked the court to entertain a bid of $1,000. She is willing to go up some on that if needed, but we know that at the end of the day, we're going to have to still put another $1,000 or so in it to get it to where it is, you know, ready for us as a patrol vehicle to use.
Okay.
Can I?
Yeah.
Master. Mark, I sometimes they defer to me because I guess I've been in the car business so long, but nonetheless, I'm following the auditor's recommendation on this. This vehicle has a few less miles than what we normally sell, and the average is about $2,500 when we sell one.
Right.
Goes back into our general fund. The fact that you can contact our sheriff's department and find out the quality, as you have apparently, of this vehicle is better for you than to just go to the auction and buy one like this and spend $2,500 plus commissions and all of that kind of stuff. And so I'm based on that, I would like to offer our olive branch to East Mountain as well and not ask you to pay that higher figure either by going to the auction or through us, but I would entertain a motion to I personally would make a motion to let you have it for $2,000, which is a pretty good savings.
Second.
And again, like I said, the only thing I can see on that is I know we've, you know, I've discussed it with the chief and we are willing to easily come to $1,500 because of the fact that we do still understand that we're going to have to drop $1,000 in it, you know, just to get it to where it is, you know, ready for us to use as a patrol vehicle. You know, that's not too terribly low compared to what it is. I know that the vehicle does have, you know, a history, you know, I mean, due to the fact of I used to work there. But, you know, I mean, I know it's been repaired several times. It's had, you know, extensive history with the motor and, you know, cooling system, a heating and AC system that's had to have extensive repairs. So that's why we have offered what we have. You know, I mean, if the court settles on $2,000, I'm not positive I can make that decision right here today without going back. But I can tell you that at $1,500, you know, we've already made that agreement if that's a possibility.
You talked to her this morning?
Yes, sir. I have talked to her this morning. And, like I said, the $1,500, I know she stands, you know, well on the $2,000. She's still kind of, you know, as far as that goes, I mean, the city's not quite sure they can spend that much because we do still have to drop another, you know, $1,000 or $1,200 in it to get it ready to go.
I understand that. And if you were to get one somewhere else at an auction you don't know anything about, Odds are you have that, or more. It may have a transmission out of it.
This particular car, I know it's been wrecked. I know it's been repaired several times, you know, as with any fleet vehicle, you know. So, I mean, I do know it does have extensive repair history that, you know, is documented through it. You know, I mean, and I'm just hoping that y'all can take that part of it into consideration on the final price.
I would be happy with the $1,500. We're gonna see what happens. We currently have a motion by Commissioner Burkus, seconded by Commissioner Spencer, to sell the vehicle to East Mountain for $2,000. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed?
Aye.
Motion fails. 2-2. Any other motions?
I was looking at, because East Mountain is in my precinct, but also my first thing is I'm a commissioner and I have to look to the county and its taxpayer. So I was looking at a meet in the middle of $1,500 to $1,600. So my motion would be to allow them to have the vehicle for $1,500. If that's something that he can do today, it gets it off of our insurance. That saves us money there, gets them a vehicle. They do work with us and we with them, so that's my motion, $1,500.
I didn't realize the particular car, but I do know the car, and I know it has been wrecked, and it has had some extensive engine problem. So I could go with the $1,500 also.
Is that your second?
That's my second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Gross, is to sell the vehicle to East Mountain, the city of East Mountain, for $1,500. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed?
Aye.
Motion passes 3-2. Thanks, Officer Nichols.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here, too. Item 10 is to discuss and take action to release the county-owned tattered American flags to the American Legion for proper disposal. Just so everyone's aware, that those flags that fly on the southeast corner are just, they're very difficult to dispose of because they're so large. But the American Legion can do that for us. And so what we're doing is declaring those as salvage for disposal. Did you want to say anything?
I would almost categorize them as items routinely discarded as waste, but we can't just throw them away. They need proper disposal.
Proper disposal.
And they do. There's certain criteria that they have to meet when you dispose of a flag, and they do it respectfully and honorably. And so my motion is to allow the American Legion to do that.
And if you've never attended their flag disposal program that they have twice a year, it's pretty interesting. It's very interesting. Mm-hmm. Jimmy, would you like to
say something, sir?
Sure.
We do have a flag disposal ceremony coming up. It was supposed to be this Saturday. I haven't talked to the judge yet, but it's been postponed because of weather conditions. It will be next Saturday, the 25th, Judge.
Okay.
It gives you another week.
Okay.
But we'd be happy to have these flags, and I personally do the disposal with the ROTC as my assistance. Over here at Senior Citizens Building, Silver Alley.
Motions by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Gross, to release those flags to the American Legion for disposal. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 11 is discuss and take action to record certification by county auditor of unanticipated revenue and adopt special budget for same under the Texas Local Government Code section 111.0108. And Brandy, would you like to tell the court what it is?
The first one for $7,351.35 was for the damage caused by the water heater that busted in the Justice Center. And we've previously discussed cleaning the carpets with that. At this time, I wouldn't recommend spending the rest of it. Just hang on to it until we're ready to do that. The second one is $1,790.68. That, as we understand it, was caused by a main water valve that busted in a mechanical room in the jail and messed up their repeater and duplexer. And I just recommend putting that money, increasing the line item in the jail budget to fix that. or replace it.
Okay. So it's going to be $550 moved into building maintenance and $1,790 going back into the jail budget.
Motion to approve that recommendation.
Motion by Commissioner Burkle, second by Commissioner Gross to approve those recommendations. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burkle, second by Commissioner Spencer to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.